Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 522 of the Official Game Stitch Podcast. I'm producer Gerald, and today I'm joined by Ryan Walton.
Hi.
And we have a special guest. We have friend of the show, Marshall 205.
What up? Nothing I like more than being a special guest.
Hi, I need you to get up on that mic.
You want me up on it like this?
Oh, there we go.
Just a touch by back.
People want to hear your voice.
Episode, I'm just gonna. It's a little different. We're recording on PlayStation because of whatever, and you're gonna hear the games we're playing in the background if you're on audio only, and that's fine. It is what it is. Just be glad we're here.
Yeah.
Be ye thankful. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
Yeah.
So Marshall, 205. So you listened to the one episode and you got kind of mad at us. I don't know if you listened to last week's.
No, I hadn't. I hadn't got to last week's. I had a civic duty to attend to this week, so I haven't had a lot of time to sit down and listen
Honda Civic.
To... Oh man, I wish it was a Honda Civic. They're sweet, but no, you know that big thing called jury duty.
Yeah, is that your first time ever doing jury duty?
Yeah, since I was, you know, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've done jury duty twice.
Hey, your answer sounds staged.
Mine or his?
Yeah, with your, yeah, well, yep. Like you remembered that witness protection won't let you say nothing.
Yeah, they won't. They won't. They're real serious about that. They were to find this podcast, we'd all be in trouble.
Yeah.
Maybe even the people listening.
Now, my jury duty is when I worked with Ryan at the shoe store. I had that, and some lady sued a restaurant for $1.6 million.
Dang.
We gave her $60,000.
Hey,
that's fair.
I don't know if you can talk about it either.
Oh, I can talk about it. It's done and over with.
You can after it's over.
I guess you probably can't get it now that you're a cop.
No, I'm not a cop.
Okay. But if somebody was a cop, they probably couldn't get it.
Yeah, some of the new listeners that we have are cops, and they'll tell you I'm not a cop.
Well, it sounds like you got people planted now.
Yeah, no, I haven't planted that.
Just staged.
Staged. Some new cop listeners that'll just verify
that I'm not a cop.
Yeah, that's a cop thing to say. You have to tell me if you're a cop.
No, I don't.
It's entrapment.
No, but I'm not a cop.
Anyways, episode 522.
He's not serious, ladies and gentlemen. He's not serious.
Who? He's a cop.
You're not serious about the entrapment.
I'm not serious about the entrapment, but he is a cop.
I'm not a cop. I do not own a badge or a gun.
Yeah, he's
from
one
the police department.
No one owns it. The police department will loan it out to you.
They issue it, I think. Don't loan it.
Yeah, they issue it. I'm not issued a gun or a badge from the police department.
Hey, they might loan it. You don't know. You're the one talking entrapment. Giving people false narratives.
Now you sound like a cop.
I was one, so I won't hide from it like Gerald.
I'm not hiding.
He's probably not allowed to say anything. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, he's one. I got you. I won't out you like that, did Gerald?
Yeah. Never mind. Hey, I'm upset.
So, back to what I was saying, Howard.
Yeah.
So, you were kind of upset with us? Because I was talking to Ryan about that.
Yeah.
About the one episode.
He's a baby.
I don't know that upset's a proper term, but...
Oh, so you're angry?
No, he's soft just like Dan.
I'm not soft like Dan, and I don't think that Dan's soft.
Yeah, you do. You know he's soft. I'm getting Dan back on the show. I can only call him soft a couple more times before he'll demand to be back.
Right. But that's also not what you just said like right before we started recording either about Dan.
He's soft. He's white bread.
I said, and I quote, that he's so soft he's now the spokesman for Charmin. Yeah, but Dan knows that I know he's not soft.
Yeah, he's a new downy bear.
He just has a kid, man. He's got to show a little bit of relaxation. He can't go in 9,000 mm-hmm. like he used to.
Right. Now, I know you have kids. Did that make you soft?
No, made me worse.
Made you harder?
I don't know. I'm always hard, Gerald.
Hey, listen. Dan's soft. I don't want there to be any confusion. You're trying to say he's not soft, he's more relaxed. He's soft.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what you're basing it on.
On old Dan versus new Dan.
Well, I mean, new Dan just, like, soft. He's on Xbox. I mean, is that considered soft? I don't know.
He don't even
anybody
play
likes
that.
Xbox. Anybody that likes Xbox out there, I'm not taking a shot at you, but he don't play PlayStation anymore. So.
He's the texture of cotton candy.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Oh.
Like a fresh laundered towel.
Okay. I would.
He's like the bed you want to lay on.
Yeah.
I would venture to say that if we stuck him in the goal on Rocket League and two goals got past him, we would see that he is not soft.
You think old Dan comes back out? Now,
100%.
I like new Dan better. I like soft Dan better. I just need him to openly say he's a little soft.
I don't. I like the Dan that I've always known.
The Dan that you may have to testify against one day? I don't like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's the Dan that where he's from. I mean, that's
the streets,
you know? The streets.
Yeah, angry Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan's, like, we don't even have Dan's rants. I mean, he's so soft, there's nothing such thing as Dan's rant.
I'm just kidding. They think
hey, that's a segment.
Man, I don't. Dan rants used to be a segment. Now it's like,
yeah, he just got soft, and so it's no longer a segment.
Now we just rate Dan's softness versus other soft things to see which is softest.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay.
Today, I mean, it's like a whole, it's a whole new toilet paper. It's 3-ply.
I can't afford 3-ply.
At least you're not ripping your fingers through it.
Yeah, I just use a washcloth, reusable.
Yeah, if you're going to use 3-ply, might as well.
Thing about that washcloth is it's forever usable. You just have to, you know, put it in the laundry.
Right. I know people who you reuse paper towels.
Yeah, it's probably your cheap ass.
No, it's not.
Ladies and gentlemen, for as soft as Dan is, Gerald is that cheap. But it's not new, as always.
So I can't speak to Gerald's finances because I do not know them. However, I do know that Gerald will play a lot of which just doesn't make him cheap. This just might make him frugal, but he plays a lot of free-to-play games and things like that. I don't know that he... But he may spend a ton of money. I don't know his finances. He has a lot of Legos. That's to understand.
Yeah, he rents out Ziploc bags, too.
I do not rinse out Ziploc bags.
Reuses tinfoil.
I don't reuse tinfoil.
All his food is stored in Cool Whip containers.
I just threw away a Cool Whip container.
Yeah.
So hey, imagine playing a game that you had a squad and one member just couldn't figure it out. Just want you to imagine that.
I like the listeners are getting a little countdown clock, though.
Yeah.
That won't make any sense to them in post, but it's fine. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we can move on with the show now. I just wanted to establish where everybody was. Gerald's a cheap cop. Dan's soft. And... Howard, what did I say about you the other day?
I don't know.
That you got upset about?
Which time?
It's last time when you were being a big baby.
You're always saying something.
I'm just trying to establish baselines, is all.
Yeah. I mean, when have I... I've known you a long time, and you're never quiet. Yeah. Ever. Well,
the world needs an opinion.
He can be quiet. I've seen him quiet.
Yeah, I get quiet. Shh, quiet mouse. Shh, shh, shh.
Ryan does not like crowds.
He knows.
Yeah, he goes to football games with me.
Yeah,
well aware.
Hey, I'm dead silent at a football game.
He is. He's over here whispering in my ear. I'm like, hey, we're outside.
I clap a little. That's it, though. I don't like all that attention.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't like all the hollering. If everybody be quiet, I could hear better.
Yeah, I once ran into Ryan at the Lego store in Nashville, and he was like so out of place. You can tell he did not want to be there, but wanted to be there.
Yeah, I just want a private shopping experience. I'm not a people person. I just always have to be around them.
And so. Sounds like a guy that would be just a gem to go to a theme park with.
Oh, I hate rides, too.
Uh-oh, I'm out.
Yeah, I hate rides. I hold your bags, though. If you want to go
with
on
me, then, because we always got somebody that won't get on one.
Yeah. Me. I like the games, though. Like, I like the carnival games.
Yeah, because they're not rigged.
Yeah, well, when you beat one, though, you know how good you feel?
So, let's talk about something. So, let me ask you a question, and I'll ask you this too, Gerald. Do you play carnival games when you go to amusement parks or fairs?
Sometimes, but very rarely.
Okay. What is the right amount of money to spend on said game that you're trying to win a prize?
I would say $10.
$10. Okay. Right?
I don't think there's a limit. I mean, I think you financially know what you can spend, and you play until you're out of fun.
Okay.
Because I don't give a damn about the prize. I'm playing because I enjoy the... It's gambling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe. So you're taking an opportunity. So you play what, two shots for $5 on basketball, or you might get 30 of the little rings on ring toss to win a humongous SpongeBob that'll rip by the time you get home. But
right. What are you doing to rip a SpongeBob?
I mean, they're not made of anything. Like the material on them. Anyways, my point is, Gerald says it's okay to spend $10, and he's allegedly, and I'm using air quotations, cheap. And then there's you, who said no specific amount of money is too much. You just play till you have fun. However, on the podcast two podcasts ago, I was being outed for enjoying myself due to microtransactions.
Yeah, because you just spend frivolously. I can't talk right now. You love a microtransaction.
I always get something. You two may not earn anything for that other than a good time.
Those are two separate things, though.
I'm having a good time and earning an item.
You're a sucker for a microtransaction. I'm a sucker for a carnival game.
Okay.
Hey, listen.
Gerald, make a poll. Put a poll up.
No,
what's
poll.
Better, microtransaction or
carnival games wins every time?
Carnival games.
Here's the thing, though. I might see one fair or one carnival or one theme park every 5 years. Versus you see microtransactions six nights a week.
Yeah, but I don't buy them six nights a week.
Five nights a week.
No, that's unfair.
I won't go lower.
Realistically.
I won't go any lower.
Realistically, I could go pull up my transaction history and go through it. But
yeah, but the podcast is usually only an hour long.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I do like a microtransaction. I won't hide from it. I won't back away from it. I do enjoy playing video games. But I'm not a big carnival game. Don't like carnival games.
Not good enough to beat them?
No, I like the basketball. I don't see the point of playing anything else. Yeah, if you can't play basketball, it is.
The hoop is tiny, my guy.
Yeah, I'm a good shooter, though.
No, you're not. I've seen you shoot.
No, you've never seen me shoot a basketball.
I've seen you shoot.
You have lied to the listeners. Oh, my goodness.
I've seen you.
Never.
I've seen your form when you're walking. There's no way it's good playing basketball.
You're drunk. You done made me fall off this thing because I can't take the blasphemy that's coming from your mouth.
That's the worst one. I like the one with the milk crates where you got to get the ball to stay in it.
Yeah, the insane game. I hear you.
Yeah, you throw it and you put that backspin on it.
Okay. I understand how it's allegedly done.
Doesn't sound like you do.
So have you got, just asking, because I have, I'm going to admit, so I've done this. Have you cheated to win a game?
No.
Those carnival games?
I don't know how to cheat.
I have never known. You know a carny? I don't know a carny.
Yeah. I think carny's a derogatory. I don't think you're supposed to say carny.
It's not canceled. The woke hadn't got a hold of that word yet.
I disagree. I think they probably have if you do some checking.
Nah. We'll have Dan check up on it. Soft Dan, as you call him.
Hey, he won't be, that's not something he'll be soft about. I can tell you that's a category that'll still get him in his feels.
Right.
Dan, is carny canceled? If he doesn't swear after that question, I don't even know Dan anymore.
Yeah. Are you think he's pro carny or against him?
I think he's pro carny and against cancel culture.
Okay. All right.
I think it hits him in two spots.
So I've cheated in a game before.
I don't know how you cheat.
When the person that's doing the, I guess the guy who works there,
carny,
or yeah, the person that works there, if they turn their back, you can manipulate certain things.
Oh.
To win prizes.
I thought you might punch him or something.
Hey, Gerald's got that pine tar on his hand when he's doing the ball toss.
Hey, he's reaching up like a major league pitcher and getting it off his ear.
Yeah. He's got that.
Or you just reach in a little bit more and when reach over the line.
Do you ever reach around?
all the time.
He's got that deer piss on his bicep.
Hey, you're not playing if you ain't reaching around, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Taking PEDs before the carnival.
Yeah, with the carnies.
Did you ever go to the carnival on Fort Campbell back in the day when they did the Fortress Lie stuff?
Nope.
Oh, I used to go all the time when I was little.
No, I grew up in a small town, and we always had the fair roll through, and I used to love going up there. I'm a sucker for the coin push, too, where you drop in the tokens and it pushes them over.
Hey, I'll do that at Dave's. Dave and Buster's?
No, just Dave's. You fired Buster, I guess.
Yeah, Buster's out.
Which one just died? Because I want to make sure you're not being insensitive right now.
I don't know.
Is it not called Dave and Buster's no more?
It is. One of them just died, like, last
no,
week.
No, I changed the name.
Yeah, he just called it Dave's, like he was a
Because I know there's Incredible Dave's. It's just like it.
Yeah, it's not affiliated. Yeah, one of them just died. Rest in peace, whichever one that was.
That.
Yeah, I think it was Dave.
Yeah, a bunch of friends, we used to go to Fort Campbell one, and one time we were there, it was really foggy outside, and my friend drove off the damn side of the road and got his car stuck in a ditch in front of some guy's house. It was hilarious. You seen like six guys trying to push the car out of the damn.
What did he drive? An H1 Hummer? It took six dudes.
Oh, it was a Dodge. It was a Dodge 600.
How'd you get six dudes in a car?
Three in the front, three in the back.
Hell yeah, bench seat up front. I like it.
Yep.
Heck yeah.
2,500 yard trying to shove out of the ditch there.
Flip that armrest up, grab that seat in the middle.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Is it a manual too, so that you're grabbing the middle dude's dick every time you're trying to?
Yeah, you hitting second and slipping off and ball slapping him.
Yeah.
Actually, I was in the back seat.
Three on the tree, I got you. Yeah, I miss a bench seat. They got to bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
You can slide over, get a little closer to the driver if you wanted, or you can just have, you just have more room for activities with a bench seat.
Right.
Yeah, I think so. I like bench seats.
Yeah.
Hey, full bench or 60-40? What do we?
Full
like?
Bench.
Full bench.
Full bench.
Full bench.
Always full bench. If it's not canceled, I'm gonna call this episode "Carnies and Full Bench." Or maybe I'll call it "Never Go Full Bench," which is also a good name. Because I don't think you can say "carny" anymore. We've said it 25 times this show, but I don't think you can say it.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, but full bench is good. There's just something about it. It's like being on a couch up front.
Yeah. Hey, a full bench, if the driver wants to lean back, everybody's leaning back. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying?
Yep.
Boy, it's a love seat. It's just a love seat up front.
Yeah, bolted down. I hear
Yeah,
you.
bolted down love seat. You don't need an armrest when you can put your arm on whoever's leg beside you.
Yep.
Yeah. Hey, nothing like those seat belts either, the lap belts, whenever you make a corner and everybody sways to the left or to the right because the seat belt don't really hold you in.
Hey, when you had a crash or a wreck with that lap belt on, it just ripped you in half.
Should I
Hey,
say even a war belt?
God forbid you had a pleather or a leather bench seat and you decided to put armor all on it. You'd bust that corner and just, if you ain't hanging on the steering wheel, you'd be in a passenger seat.
Yeah. Hey, window down, they're just gone. You slid right out the window.
Hey,
There's one
speaking
of
of
those.
window down, what about the little window?
You talking about the one for air?
Hell
The
yeah,
little
air
corner?
conditioning window. Yeah, the little triangle.
The corner one, yep.
Hey, I want to bring that back too. My dad had a station wagon when I was growing up, and he had full bench up front, and then the back was wide open. It was like 16 feet from the back of the seat to the door. And I used to just play as we were driving down the road. I just playing in the back. No seat belts, not even a seat, just wide open cargo.
Hell yeah.
I fell out of the back of it. Had to go to the
I know
hospital.
what's wrong with you.
Yeah, I
Ladies
caught a
and
bad
gentlemen, we now
step.
know what's wrong with it.
We were busting ass up a hill, and I was back there flicking on the door. He told me to quit flicking on it, and I did one more time.
He slammed on them brakes.
I flicked the door open, and it popped open, and I fell right out of the back of it while we were going up a
Oh,
hill.
shit.
Yeah, I was like six. I just went tumbling out the back of a car like in a movie. I busted my like
Jeez.
front teeth out. It was all bloody. They had to take me to the hospital.
Like a hockey player.
Yeah.
That would have been a cooler story. I caught a puck to the face.
Really, I think falling out the back of a station wagon is pretty badass too.
No, I think it's pretty. Hey,
People
what did we
catch pucks
learn?
to the face every day.
Yeah, you're right. Carnies fall out of the back of station
Quit saying
wagons.
it.
It's not canceled. I checked it.
Yeah, what'd you check it on?
I called somebody.
Did you call Alexa or Siri
Dan.
or Google?
He called Dan.
Dan.
Dan's like, it's not
Milano.
canceled, don't call me. Call me anymore.
Her last name's Milano.
I don't know who you're talking about.
You know who Milano is?
No.
Really?
Oh, are you talking about Alyssa?
Yeah.
Okay.
Queen of cancel culture.
That's not what this show's about. This show's about video games. Have you ever listened before?
What?
Have you ever listened before?
This one?
Yeah, we only ever talk about
Y'all
video
haven't
games.
talked about video games in 611 episodes, and there's only 522, so.
That's not true. We talk about them every episode.
Just a little bit. Yeah, I hear you.
Just a tip.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Yeah, we've talked about video games already. Carney, let's go.
I'm gonna, in the description, I'll put your mailing address so the fine carnival people can let you know
I wish you would.
What they think of you.
I don't discriminate against anybody.
Just everybody.
No.
Would you work in a carnival?
Me?
Yeah.
Negative.
Gerald?
Not that I'm too good, I
No,
just
it's
don't
fine.
understand how to put them together.
No, it's fine.
The
You're up in the
rise.
ass, ain't gonna work in one. I heard you loud and clear. Gerald, are you good? Is it too good for you too? Are you too good for me?
Right now in my life, yes, but when I was younger, I would.
You're too good for it now?
Yeah,
Well,
Gerald's
yeah.
like, Gerald's like, I'm in a different place now.
Yeah, he's doubled down on it. He's too good again.
Yep.
I would work in one before and now.
You're lying.
Huh.
Yeah, you're so lying.
If I could run one of them games, if I was taking somebody's
No.
cash.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't like all the people around, and it would be so hot and muggy. You wouldn't like all that.
I know I'd wear some of
Yeah.
them short shorts. I'd be cheeked up out there.
How
Would
you
you do the one where they throw the ball to hit the guy in the
Oh, the dunk take?
dunk take? Yeah.
No. Maybe the dart game where you pop the balloons?
Hey, why don't you do the weight loss? Because you always got an opinion to give. The weight one, when they walk up, you got to guess their weight.
I don't think it's called weight loss. I think that's something completely different. You used to tag my weight. You're like, won't you be less fat?
Hey.
It wasn't even creative.
Hey, for $1 a day, you could adopt a dog, too.
Hold on, we're not going to pivot. It wasn't even creative. You're like, what if you played the game of just being less fat?
Yeah.
That's hurtful.
Hey, so, you'd work at the carny until the carny manager told you to go run the tugboat, and then you'd be like, all right, I'm out.
This is probably your last show because you've said carny 850 times and you fat shame me. This is probably it for you. I'll probably have to pull the plug after this one.
That's fine. The people demand that I'm back because they love controversy.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if that's the crowd that we attract, but.
Yeah, maybe not. Don't worry about it, Dan. I got your back on the soft comments, too.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's just time to own up to it.
Yeah.
Some people don't like to own up to things.
Yep.
Right.
You know what my favorite color is? Ryan's fat. That's basically what happened a second ago.
Is it?
Yeah. I think you forgot, though. The old classic words hurt.
He, I can promise you, I've known him a long time, listeners, he is not upset.
I'm super sensitive.
Yeah. After 500 episodes, I'd say that everyone knows you're not. Hey, y'all went in the wrong too, by the way.
Yeah, that was not the right one.
So, as you guys can tell, that we're all playing something right now. So when you just heard a Howard just say,
"Was that it?"
Wrong tube.
Yeah, he's always giving away how the sausage is made.
Yeah, I'm on Teams with Ryan, and I just asked him, "Was that the right tube?" And he couldn't answer me, so I went through it, and it wasn't. So
that's because I'm trying to just do the show.
Appreciate it. Yeah, going through the same tube over and over again.
I was like, we're not going to talk about the game. You're like, I exclusively want to talk about the game. Whatever y'all think is all we're talking about the game.
Yep.
God, I can't call carnies by their proper name.
can't talk about the game. Hey, I can only assume our teammates are trying to figure out how to vote us off.
They hate you.
They don't. They love me. I can tell you which tubes it's not.
I figured it out.
I'm systematically working through them.
I'm just going to let you struggle. I'm not even going to tell you.
Top six qualifying. I don't even want to talk about the game we're playing. Gerald, what have you been playing lately? Not right now. We're not talking about that.
Actually, Star Wars Fallen Order. A lot of that.
I saw you on that. Game of the Year from 20 years ago?
Yeah. It was free.
I got stuck on that game, Gerald. I like it. I just got stuck.
Oh my god, the puzzles. I'm not a fan of the puzzles. They're annoying.
Yeah.
And all the platform, I'm not a fan of that either.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game though.
But it's interesting. It's fun. You see characters that you're seeing from the like shows and movies.
You said you didn't like the gameplay.
I'm not a fan of the platforming. A lot of the platforming is getting on my nerves because I'm not good at that stuff. So I keep on dying all the fucking time.
Is it like a design issue or is it like an ability issue?
Oh, no, it's just me. It's a user error.
Can you drop down the difficulty in baby mode?
Oh, no, not platforming-wise. It's not going to help it.
But
when you're trying to run up walls and...
But do you have it on toddler mode?
Oh, of course. I've gotten the babiest baby mode can get on this game.
Yeah, so there's a spot pretty early on that I'm at, and I just got stuck. And what it is, I believe, is the same thing that happens with me in about every game that I play that's similar to that, is I'll play it a little while, then I'll go away from it to play something else. And then I go back and I have no idea what I was doing.
But you got stuck is why you quit playing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did get stuck. But then now I'm even, like, more stuck, so.
Well, I don't think you're ever going to go back anyways.
You can't ever tell with me.
I started the quarry again.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw you playing that.
Yeah, I started it again. I made it to the... So me and Howard tried to play it before, and it turns out it's not designed for two-player in the way that I wanted it to be, so we decided to not do that. It makes you start over. So I only played to the point where we had played originally, which is just basically through the... I don't know if you want to call it a tutorial or the prequel or the thing it makes you start with. And I played back to that same point again, and so everything from here on out will be new and fresh, which is exciting. Because I've enjoyed it. I think it's going to be fun. I just wish the single player or the multiplayer had worked the way that it did in all the Dark Pictures games.
Right.
I will say, you know, I know that game was originally developed for Stadia. It is definitely not as polished as their other games. There's some weirdness with the camera angles and stuff that's been happening to me. I made some different choices than we made when we played together. You know, it, at least for the prequel part, it certainly funnels you back to the same outcome.
Yeah.
Did you do that just because you want to see the different options, or just...
I did that because...
You did the first time.
Yeah, because we consulted on some of the other decisions, and he certainly has a different outlook on games than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Who, me?
Yeah, you like to watch it burn.
That's not true.
And I like to do what I think the characters would do. He chooses the path of violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll buy that, man.
Yeah. And so, at the beginning of the quarry, you have two characters, and you know, it's moving you towards the actual game, so that's why I don't think there's any different outcomes. But it's definitely interesting in the way that it works, and you know, the decisions you make are... they feel like they have consequences even though they don't, which I can appreciate about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to see where that goes. So that's kind of where I'm at. And then, of course, the regular Fall Guys. Let's see, Rocket League. And then we tried Rumbleverse. And... I actually had some fun with that game.
Yeah, I saw a friend of the show, Patman, playing that.
That's all he plays. He's retired from everything else.
Yeah.
But we played some Rumbleverse, and so we played 5 matches, and we won 5 matches, because, you know, when you're low level, you're playing bots and everything else.
Allegedly.
And so that felt good, and, you know, pretty successful. And I would like to play a little more of it. It's another battle pass, and we've talked about it. I don't know how much is left of me for another pass.
Yeah.
Because it locks you into having to play that game. So.
Yeah, I think that the battle pass and game passes and stuff for games, you know, to progress your levels and to earn rewards is a good idea. But every game I play can't have it.
Yeah, you can't do it 15 times. I mean, you can, but then you'll never ever get to play anything. And I'll be honest, sometimes playing a game with a pass feels like a chore to me.
Right.
Because I know that we have to do it for the pass. And so that does, after a while, start to get to me a little bit. You know what happens now with Rocket League and Fall Guys, just between the two of them, I'm like, well, got to play this.
Yeah, I think I said before, like, that's how I felt like when I was playing Fortnite.
Yeah.
Like, I was playing it just because I had to play the pass and to get the stuff, and
Hey, that guy hit that all the way down across the field.
That'll be good on the audio version.
Yeah.
They'll really appreciate that. No idea what you're talking about.
So, Howard, so Ryan last week was talking about you guys played a way out.
Yeah, we did.
So what'd you think of it?
I really enjoyed it. Thought it was a really good game. The characters that Ryan and I decided to pick characters really lined up with both our personalities, I thought.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
The game went places, and we platinumed it, and I'm glad we played it, but it left me feeling some sort of way. So I'll just leave it at that in case there's people out there that haven't played it. But, yeah. Yeah, sweet platinum, though. Good to get the platinum.
Mm-hmm. So last week, Ryan, we were talking about, like, me and my game, my trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the rarity of the trophies.
Yeah.
So I looked that up. And I'll give you a couple guesses. You know most of the games I played. Howard, you don't know if you know all the games I play.
I don't know what you've platinum, though, so that would be hard for me to guess. If you gave me a list of games you platinum, I could guess which one was rarest.
Okay, I would say the rarest trophy I have is definitely from a platinum. It's a platinum trophy.
Yeah, what's the rarest platinum you have? That's what we were
the
about.
Platinum for Star Trek Online.
And what's the percentage?
I think it was 0.37. I'm trying to pull it back up.
Let me see if I can find mine real quick. Now you can listen to me navigate menus, which is going to sound super good.
Yeah.
I like the menu noise. Trying to figure out what the rarest trophy that we have is. The rarest platinum trophy. I think the problem with the PS profiles like that, though, is I think it is only has to do with, like, the members. Yeah, but what I'm saying is I think it has to do with their database, not necessarily. I think there's something weird about it. I don't know. But the... Yeah, it's basing off of that. The platinum for Minecraft is 1.4%. Do you not have that one? Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just talking about the platinum number, though. Yeah. Howard, I can tell you what yours is. Did you got the Knockout City one? You don't even need to look at anything. The platinum for Knockout City is 0.1%. I have it also. You can't be any lower than that. Nothing is more rare than 0.1%. So you don't even have to hunt for yours. Yeah. Yeah, Wreckfest is a 0.7%, so that one's low too. So there's yours. Yeah, this is all this scrolling's gonna be good for everybody. I didn't know you got the platinum in Subnautica. I mean, I'm sure at some point I knew that. Yeah, we talk about so many things, though. I didn't even know you played that game. Just so you know how my memory works. Your PlayStation 3 one's probably real low, since it didn't come out. Drive Club is 0.4%. That one trophy. Yeah, same one I need. I'm trying to get down to my Little Big Planet because I feel like that's a pretty rare one. Hey, that's one of them. You bought one of them bullshit games. It's platinum. Gerald, 95% of people got it. It's one of them bullshit games. Yeah, don't be so proud of that. Little Big Planet 2 is 0.9%. Sleeping Dogs, that game was so good. You should. I mean, I don't know if it holds up now. It's 24 and a half years old. Hey, Mod Nation Racers Road Trip. This is the Vita version on Road Trip, 1.6%. I saw that. I've backed out, everybody. That's so you get to hear more clicking because I accidentally backed out and I was all the way down to Mod Nation. That audio is going to play. That audio is going to be so good for everybody right now. How many platinums do you have, Gerald? I have 30. Because you don't stick with anything. You don't stick with anything. Well, look at the percentage. What's the percentage? Yeah. You can do it. Mod Nation is 0.5%. That's because 8 billion people play those. First Little Big Planet's 0.4.
Later, 0.8.
Fallout Shelter, 1.1. Rock League, 2.7. I probably have about 70 trophies if you count the 100% ones.
Yeah, but those don't count.
70 platinums. Yeah, so I would probably have 70 platinums. Fallout 4, my platinum on that was 1.9.
They're always going to be really lower for... I mean, they're always going to be lower for games that a lot of people played and for hard games.
Yeah, Drive Club, 0.4.
If you have something like Madden, when there's going to be 8 billion people playing, most people aren't going to platinum. It's going to drive that number down to where it's definitely harder to get.
Yeah so my GTA 5 PlayStation 3 version is 0.4. Last of Us, 0.4.
So I will tell you that you guys were talking about stuff y'all had played. Playing this week, I just got NHL 23, and I know that usually year after year they're the same. The mechanics are sort of similar to the same. Game is finally next gen, as far as graphics and features, the ice wears as you play throughout the period.
That's cool.
Really, really neat, and I'm enjoying it. I'm really enjoying it.
So you do play a lot of sports games, right?
Yes.
Do you ever do that? Like, do you create your own player and jump on a team?
Uh-huh.
Do all your players pretty much always have the same look?
Depends. 2K, I will put my own face in it. If you can take a picture of yourself and put in it. And I will actually start a my player, which means that for those of you that have never played those type of games, you start out at a base level and you have to earn. Ryan's fixing to hit me with microtransactions. I know he's just waiting for his chance. But you have to earn VC, and then that. And yes, you can buy it.
And he does buy it.
That's fair.
Now, do you always play like the, since you make your players, do you always play like the same position?
No. So in basketball, I'm usually a small forward, power forward. I used to play the guard position, but I'm not a, I don't know. I don't like to shoot. I like to drive the basket. I like to get rebounds. I like to play defense. And then in football, I'm always a wide receiver. So if I play Madden, but I don't ever play the – I hardly ever play the create a character. I play where you can create I create my own character, and you can set his attributes to whatever you want.
Right.
You maxed him out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
100 on everything.
Yeah.
Now, do you always play on the same teams? Like, you're always the specific team?
Yes.
I do for football. I play for the Cowboys. And for hockey, I'm always on the Predators. But let's see. For basketball, no. I used to play for the Lakers all the time, and I don't play for them anymore because I'm not a big fan of LeBron, so I play for Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Grizz. The
Grizzlies, yeah. As most people know them as.
Yeah, not everybody knows. I just want to make sure.
Right. Yeah, when I play sports games, I pretty much we always make myself, you know, max out the characters. I would always be a certain, always number 5 because that's my favorite number. And then depending on the game, like if I was basketball, I would always be like 6'8", 240. In football, I was always, yeah. Don't know why, just always 6'8", 240.
6'8", 240 isn't too bad.
It's also not too realistic.
What, for him?
Yeah.
So, that's okay. You bring up a good point. Another question for the poll, and you can answer.
We're not doing
Twitter,
polls.
Whatever y'all want to do. I like it. We're doing it. I'm special guest. We can do it.
Guys, don't
Gerald
look for
said
the polls.
I was special. Would you rather create a character that resembles you in height, size, or would you rather create a character that resembles what you want to be if you were playing that sport, like a 6'8", 240?
So I do both. Like when I play the football games or baseball, like I pretty much put my size 5'8", 185, 190.
You're being generous again.
So let me ask you, Gerald, what position are you playing at 5'8", 185?
The bench.
Kick returner?
No, running back.
No way.
Yeah.
You're getting crushed in the hole.
No, I'm not.
Yes.
Not when you max out your player.
I don't know. I don't know that to be true. What about you, Ryan?
I try to keep my height. as accurate as possible. I don't play sports games really, but I try to keep my height as accurate as possible. The weight though, we gotta tone it up a little bit. I can't be out there with a fucking dad bod, trying to play any sport. So, I really think you should just do whatever you. I just, it seems like if you're gonna play basketball and you make yourself as tall as humanly possible, and built like the Rock, and you're 100% on everything, it seems like the game wouldn't be as fun to me.
So you would think that, right?
I do think that, yep.
But as you make yourself 100%, what I do is I will take and make myself 100%, and then I just up the difficulty level of the game.
So what if you just made yourself not 100% and played on the normal difficulty? It'd be the same thing.
Yeah, because
Yeah.
once I drop a pass, then I get super upset. I'm like, no, I'm trying to always catch this pass. Remember, I'm a wide
See,
receiver.
when I play, I was a big Chicago Bears fan, so I was picking the Bears, and then Barry Sanders came in the league, and Barry Sanders basically was my height, but of course he's bigger than I was. So I said, well, damn, if he's 5'8", I can be 5'8", which I'm 5'8", a little bit taller than 5'8".
5'8½, they call it.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it because I'm 5'10".
Now, when I want to just go like craziness, then I'd put myself like 6'2", 220. Because I think some of the sports games now I've seen, like I think I played one where the bigger you are, or the heavier you got, the slower you would be, so you couldn't make yourself too big. I forgot which Madden or game I played that did that.
I don't play sports games, but it just seems like it would ruin it if you're out there at 8 feet tall and 400 pounds.
Oh yeah.
Now there's some guys that I've played against online with 2K that are the biggest you can be, and they are the tallest you can be, and they are 100% because they've bought their VC and maxed their character out, and they're not any better than what I am at my size. So it's not like you're not dunking on them because of their size, but they're not guarding you either on the perimeter. Some of them can. It depends on the player, really, I guess.
Right.
But yeah, so for Madden, I made myself a running back once before, but don't really like to run the ball. I like to pass the ball, so.
You see, I barely play as running. I mean, as a quarterback, I like really playing as a running back. But I would also do like I like to catch out of the backfield. So I was always trying to make sure I get like 100 catches, 1,000 yards out of the backfield, run for like 2,000 yards. That was my goals.
Yeah. So in NHL 22, when I bought it, I created a franchise, or played franchise, and I played for the Predators, and I play center, and of course in hockey you're only on the ice for a short amount of time, and then your line goes off, and then you come back on, right?
Right.
Well, I decided that I was going to make and put I put Ryan on the team. So I don't know that he knows this. He may
Oh,
have,
Lord.
but and I sent I think I did. I think I did because I sent him a photo of it. But he was a goalie, and I made him 100, and we won the Stanley Cup pretty handily. But Ryan being 100 on everything, right, being just maxed out as can be,
God mode.
we would still lose games or have goals scored on us. So, like I said, I think it really matters the difficulty that you play on. So I like to play on a harder difficulty because I do like for them to challenge me.
Right.
My brother, who he will put it in rookie mode. He likes to beat somebody like Georgia beat TCU.
Rest in peace,
Oh yeah.
TCU.
Horned Frogs.
That was beautiful. Love that.
Hey, sometimes it's not your day.
For sure wasn't for them.
Yeah, I've been there.
They found out what SEC football was all about.
Did you see that clip from, I know people love when we talk sports, but you see that clip from the UT's coach? They ask him how they should do the playoffs. He says, simple, you just take the top four teams from the SEC. Which I appreciate about him. But yeah, that was bad. That was a rough game. That for sure gonna lose sponsors. Sports aren't rigged, but I guarantee you that don't happen again.
Oh, no.
I'm for sure it won't.
Yeah, you're probably right on that.
Yeah, they'll make sure.
Oh, I loved it. At work, they were so mad at me because I wore... I set up all my Georgia stuff on my desk. They weren't happy about that.
Somebody was at your work was for TCU?
No, there's a lot of UT and Alabama fans.
Oh.
Where I work.
I got you. UT.
Yeah, the chief is a big UT fan. When they came in there, I saw my helmet on top, and they're like, oh, you're going to bring the Georgia in now? You didn't bring it in all seasons. Like, well, I brought it in now. That's all that matters.
Hey, they won. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. This is Ryan jumping in real time. The audio recording cut off. Sorry, this week's episode was a little crazy, but I want to thank Gerald and friend of the show, Marshall 205, for making it work. And we'll be back next week with a normal episode. And so just have a good night. Thanks.